This is Finding Center, a daily half hour of spiritual focus. Today on Finding Center, we hear a BYU campus devotional address by Arlene P. Sewell, titled The Gift and Power of Your Light. It was given May 12, 2026.
Brothers and sisters, Talofa. I stand before you with humility and gratitude for this opportunity to testify and magnify how much I love the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that the Spirit fills each of our hearts with peace, comfort, and joy, because the Lord knows how much I prayed to have the courage to say no to being asked to speak at this devotional. But I could not deny the Spirit that I felt as I knew that this was coming. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I am truly grateful to be here to share my testimony of Christ's light. With the recent celebration of BYU's 150th birthday, celebrating the gifts of light, today I would like to speak about light, how we receive it, how we recognize it, and how we share it in a world that is changing faster than ever. For the past 150 years, BYU has been amplifying truth and knowledge by nurturing the divine light in our students, who then share the light of Jesus Christ with the world. As we celebrate BYU, we celebrate gifts of life given to us and gifts of light that we can share with others. For, quote, the light groweth brighter and brighter, end of quote, that all may be edified of all. We live in a time of incredible growth and innovation, especially in areas like artificial intelligence, but no matter how much the world advances, one thing remains constant, the divine light of Jesus Christ. I pray that I can share my life experiences with light and love, with the intention to uplift and inspire. What an honor and privilege it is to be employed by BYU and to be part of the church educational system, where the mission is to develop disciples of Jesus Christ who are leaders in their homes, the church, and their communities. I have been in higher education for the last 17 years and feel very blessed to have had this opportunity to be with CES for the last 8 years. I joined BYU in 2018 as a product service manager, overseeing student life applications, including the BYU mobile app, clubs app, and housing systems, to name a few. This experience allowed me to develop a strong understanding of the full application life cycle from ideation to implementation. I found fulfillment in working across multiple development teams to create applications that support and enhance campus life. I appreciated being able to grow in my career while also feeling spiritually fulfilled. With the opportunity to openly pray and talk about the Savior with colleagues, I am grateful that BYU is committed to this charge. It was here at BYU that I began to more deeply understand something powerful. At BYU, religious faith and academic study do not conflict. Here, belief enhances inquiry, study amplifies faith, and divine revelation leads to deeper understanding. It was here that I began to understand that spiritual light and intellectual learning do not compete, but strengthen one another. And that understanding prepared me for a moment that would change my life, when I would need to seek the Lord's light more intentionally than ever before. In 2022, our Office of Information Technology Department was going through changes, and the Chief Information Officer of BYU at the time, Tracy Flinders, challenged our department to pray on where we fit in our organization. I accepted the challenge and thought an internal position was the direction for me. However, the Lord had better plans, and on July 26, 2022, I was presented with the opportunity and blessing to serve in my dream job as the Chief Information Officer of BYU Hawaii. My years as a student at BYU Hawaii are where I learned what being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints looked like as a new convert. I was able to serve in callings in Relief Society and primary while attending school. I was a young mother with two children at the time. And in my second year, I gave birth to my third child while pursuing my undergraduate studies. And in my final semester, I graduated expecting baby number four. I was career driven, working at the Polynesian Culture Center and in the Office of Technology at BYU Hawaii. With these fond memories, I was excited to return and serve. Returning wasn't just a career move. It was deeply personal. It was like returning home. As I stepped into that role, I began to learn something deeper, not just about leadership, but about what it means to lead with light, to see people as a Savior sees them, and to serve in a way that reflects His love. As a Chief Information Officer, I was blessed with a team of 27 full-time employees and 90 student employees. In my Samoan culture, being a chief is one of service. There is a Samoan proverb, "Ole ala ile pule, ole tautua," which means the pathway to leadership is through service. The goal was to love the people, learn the culture, and do the work alongside them. I appreciated and loved each one of my team members. I miss them and love them. Being a member of the President's Council allowed me to strengthen my testimony of what it meant to be a servant leader and lead like the Savior. We earnestly prayed for guidance on how to better serve the students, faculty, and staff. I witnessed President Calway's deep love for the university as he made difficult, often unpopular decisions with faith and humility, never once complaining despite his many responsibilities. I worked closely with vice presidents to help fulfill the university's mission, seeking inspiration as we provided direction across educational, fiscal, spiritual, and physical efforts. We were united in our charge to develop students to live and lead in the Pacific Asia region. As a product of that vision myself, it was deeply fulfilling to give back. I loved my time at BYU Hawaii. I felt supported by an incredible team and embraced by the campus and community. And I will always be grateful for the experience that shaped me both professionally and spiritually. It was truly a dream come true to serve the campus of BYU Hawaii. So naturally, a question I have been asked since my return is, why did you leave? The answer didn't come all at once. It came the same way the Lord often guides us through small, consistent moments of light. I also learned from my former CIO, Tracy, that he would pray every year while he was employed here at BYU, that on the anniversary date of his hire, he would walk around campus with his wife, and they would have a prayer in their hearts asking the Lord if this was still where they needed to be. I continued to do this at BYU Hawaii. Every year, I prayed and received confirmation to stay. This past year, I prayed and had a sense that something was changing. Plans were announced for the groundbreaking to mark the beginning of the construction phase of a projected 5-year project to renew and revitalize the heart of campus at BYU Hawaii. I was especially looking forward to the groundbreaking because of a meaningful family connection to the original. In 1955, my husband's grandfather, the handsome fellow that's crossing his arms in the back, Lausii Tafua, was present for both the groundbreaking and dedication of the McKay Building and what was then called Church College of Hawaii. Being there this past year for the groundbreaking of the new building that will replace the original McKay building felt like a full circle moment connecting past and present in a very personal way. What a great blessing it was to continue Grandpa Lausi's legacy and light of service activity in building the kingdom of God on earth in La'ie at BYU Hawaii. That gives but a small glimpse of the special spirit and place BYU Hawaii holds in our hearts as a family. It was during this time that I received personal revelations to my prayers. And that revelation came in a moment I will never forget. I am grateful for the special light and love that our Relief Society General President Camille N. Johnson brought to campus. Sister Johnson shared many thoughts with the campus during her visit that resonated with me. Starting from the Ohana meeting for all faculty and staff, sharing about the potter and how plants needing repotting are taken out and the roots are put into new pots to grow and expand, to the groundbreaking ceremony and the symbolism of the turning of the dirt, inviting us all to turn our hearts to the Lord and His work, to the President's Council luncheon, where she invited us all to share what we celebrated in the last 6 months. I shared the birth of my 9th grandchild at the time. Our lunch continued, and in the middle of our lunch, Vice President Kevin Schlag asked Sister Johnson, "With all the work that is scheduled for our campus, what is your advice to the President's Council?" It was then that I recall her taking a breath, looking around, and then her sky blue eyes landed straight towards me. She then responded, "Take care of yourselves and take care of your family." In that moment, I was deeply touched and felt light and warmth come in my heart, a clarity I hadn't been able to create on my own. I felt the pull towards my family. I had been an ocean away from my children and grandchildren for the past 3 years. Through prayer and temple worship, the Spirit confirmed my next step. The Lord didn't show me the entire path, but He gave me enough light for the next step. I was reminded to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thine ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I am grateful that as I chose to trust Him, He opened the next chapter of my life and brought me back to BYU. I came to realize that paradise is not paradise without my posterity. Prosperity means very little without my posterity. During this time of uncertainty, as with many other times in my life, I am grateful for my mother's ray of light, which comforted me, her prayers and faith, and giving things to the Lord and trusting His plan ignited the dim light of faith that I was feeling at the time. Understanding that to everything there is a season has helped me remember that we don't need to fear change or doubt the timing of our lives. Each season has a purpose, and the Lord provides light for each step. We will go through life experiencing sunsets and sunrises. Although my time at BYU Hawaii came to a sunset, my time here at BYU feels like a sunrise, bringing new challenges as I learn about artificial intelligence and help BYU navigate this emerging technology. During my new employee orientation, I was reminded by Carl G. Mazur's vision of a university's divine mission. Quote, "I have seen Temple Hill filled with buildings, great temples of learning." End of quote. What a blessing it is to be taught in these temples, both secularly and spiritually. With that in mind, I try to be more intentional as I walk through campus, paying attention to the messages, themes, and displays within each building. As I prepared for this devotional, that idea stayed with me. Each building truly is a temple of learning. In the library, I noticed a display with the theme, How Firm a Foundation. And there was a showcase of temples around the world, including the ongoing construction of the Salt Lake Temple. In the Gordon B. Hinckley Building, I caught a glimpse of a mural through the doorway, which stated, quote, BYU, seeking and sharing light and truth for the benefit of the world, end of quote. It reminded me that the glory of God is intelligence, or in other words, light and truth. These themes and displays were glimpses and inspirations of light for today's devotional. Because in a world filled with rapidly advancing technology, we're surrounded by new forms of intelligence, but not all of them are sources of light. As a portfolio director of artificial intelligence, my role is to be a strategic partner with campus to ensure that AI technology investments are mission-aligned, human-centered, and forward-looking. Artificial intelligence is growing fast, but no matter how advanced it becomes, it is not the source of light. God is. Artificial intelligence can process information, but it cannot replace divine light. It cannot love, it cannot discern the spirit, and it cannot guide us the way the Savior can. Whether in technology or in testimony, we are all learning and growing throughout our own journeys, line upon line, precept upon precept. One of the parts of my role I enjoy the most is going on listening tours around campus. I meet with colleagues, departments, to understand their use cases, hear their concerns, and serve as a bridge to the Office of Information Technology, helping provide training, evaluate tools, and work through roadblocks that they may be experiencing. While much of my work centers on artificial intelligence, I deeply value the very real human connections that come from it. I'm especially grateful for the individuals who have been a light to me in these interactions. I find joy in meaningful conversations and discovering the things I share in common with those I meet. Recently, I connected with a sister on campus in HR, Marcia Neely Bay from Florida, who was helping me with my benefits. We bonded with learning about where we came from and why we are here at BYU. We discovered that our grandbabies are the foundation of why we're living in Utah. I felt her light right away. Our time was filled with laughter as we took care of my enrollment, my benefits. We laughed at the ways Heavenly Father has shown his sense of humor in our lives. I'm grateful for the light she has added to mine in such a short time. I would not have had that experience of connection if she were an AI agent. This brings me to the central message of my talk, the gift and power of your light. Let me share a simple way I've come to understand what it means to be a light. I read this online and felt inspired to share. When a flashlight grows dim, you don't throw it away. You change the batteries. When people struggle, we don't discard them. We help them. Some need AA batteries, attention and affection. Some need AAA batteries, attention, affection, and acceptance. Some need C batteries, compassion. And some need D batteries, direction. And if they still don't seem to shine, simply sit with them quietly and share your light. This reminded me of my daughter's favorite scripture when she was getting ready to leave on her mission, Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We each chose to come here at this time and chose to go through the ups and downs of life. May we not forget who we are and whose we are in pursuit of our dreams. Remember that your light matters. Here at BYU, you represent more than 35 students from 105 countries and every state in the United States You've come together with the same purpose, to enter to learn and go forth to serve. May your light so shine that all may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Around the world, temples stand as beacons of light, places where heaven touches earth. As these temples are built and share their light around the world, remember that you are a temple of God, meant to share your light around the world as well. Just as each temple is unique and special, you are unique and special. As you watch this video of temples being built around the world, I invite you to remember the words in 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. As you reflect on which temple ye are, I ask each of you to hold up your cell phone lights, to share your light as this video plays.
At this moment, Arlene P. Sewell shows a video of temples dotting the world map, and students in the audience shine the flashlights on their phones.
Brothers and sisters, I wish you could have seen how bright your light was shining from my perspective of things. Brothers and sisters, as I reflect on my journey, I am reminded that life will continue to change. Paths will shift. The world will move faster than we sometimes feel ready for. Technology will grow. Artificial intelligence will evolve. The world will become more complex. But no matter how advanced it becomes, do not let anything dim your light. It will never replace the love you give, the faith you exercise, or the light you carry within you as a child of God. In a world filled with artificial light, never forget you carry divine light. It is needed, and it was meant to shine at this time. So trust the Lord with all your heart. Even when the path feels uncertain, He is guiding you. Even when you feel far from where you thought you would be, He is leading you exactly where you need to be. Stay close to Him. Take care of yourself and your family. Lift up those around you. And never forget, your light matters more than you know. I testify that Jesus Christ lives. He is the true source of light. He knows you, He loves you, and He will guide you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
You've been listening to Finding Center. Join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Eastern, for a half hour of inspiration and recentering. Today we heard The Gift and Power of Your Light by Arlene P. Sewell. Find a link to the full text, audio, and video of this address at byuradio.org/findingcenter. Finding Center is a production of BYU Broadcasting.